Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Judea and Samaria in Israel. Thousands of Jewish settlers say they will use all forms of force to stop evacuation of the Jewish settlements. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Under pressure from the United States, the European Union, and the United Nations, the Israeli government has not only implemented a construction freeze in the Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria, but the Netanyahu government in Israel is considering evacuating some of the Jewish settlements. In light of these political decisions, there is a growing number of the Jewish settlers who are now saying all means must be employed to resist the evacuation of Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria, and that would include the use of arms. In a recent poll carried out by Hebrew University, thousands of Jewish settlers say that they would take up arms to stop their own government from evacuating their families from their homes and real estate where they have lived for over four decades and believe this is land that God has given to them. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The pressure from the United States, European Union, and United Nations on the Israeli government to deal with the Jewish settlers in Judea and Samaria is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Almost on a daily basis, some leader from the United States or the European Union or United Nations makes a statement to apply pressure on Israel to deal with the Jewish settlers in Judea and Samaria. The term "to deal with" is code for stop all building in the settlements and make plans to evacuate the settlers from these Israeli communities. Moment by moment, the Israeli government is starting to yield to the pressure, and many settlers feel that their own government will give the order to evacuate the Jews from what they consider God-given land. In fact, 21% of all Jewish settlers, now you're talking about 100,000 Jewish settlers, these people are ready to take up arms against their own government and against the Jewish people. This situation is motivating many settlement leaders to consider the alternative, a second Jewish state in the Middle East. Bible prophecy actually calls for a second Jewish state during the tribulation period to come. That's the 7 years of judgment after the rapture and before the return of Jesus Christ to the earth. The prophecy of this second Jewish state is actually found in Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 15 to 23. This second Jewish state would be called Judah, and there are right now those at work in Israel to bring this prophecy to pass. Continuing pressure to evacuate the Jewish settlements is indeed setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. The Lord Jesus is coming, so let's keep looking up until...